It's time for Bruin Buzz. Evan Farbach, Bartlesville High Athletic Activities Director Thad Dillback with us. And Coach, spring is sprung of sorts. Monday started spring activities. You've had a couple tennis activities. Soccer's played two matches. Baseball's played three games. Golf had a girls tournament. I know the boys are going to start early next week. So things really rolling with spring sports.
Yeah, you know, I know we've been talking about it for a few weeks. We hit March 1, and we hit the ground running, and we've had a lot of events this week. And just this morning, I was looking ahead at next week, and, you know, there's 30-some total events spread out all over all the spring sports as we roll into spring break the week after. And you know, we're off to a good start today. We're hosting our track meet. We're going to have 10 or 12 schools in here running track today, you know, dodging the rain. And we're off to a good start, and you know, we're winning lots of our events or our games. And you know, it's an exciting time, and we're just getting started.
Thad Dillback with us on Bruin Buzz. I did want to go over a few of the results. Tennis, the girls won a tournament at Regent Prep earlier this week. Emma Shelley continues to be one of the best girls in a 6A state. They had a duel at home against Claremore yesterday. It looks like both there was a girls only duel against Claremore, and they did pretty well yesterday. I know that soccer has had two matches. Both the boys and girls soccer teams are at tournaments in Edison Prep. They both beat Rogers, Arkansas earlier this week. Yesterday in soccer, the Bruin guys lost. Lady Bruins beat Edison Prep. So Lady Bruins are 2-0. Bruin guys are 1-1 to begin the year. And baseball is the main thing I kind of wanted to touch on here. At the end of it, 3-0. Bruins got a 14-0 win over NOAA yesterday afternoon at Bill Dungy's Memorial Stadium. But the most impressive thing the Bruins have done to the diamond, a two-game sweep over Enid on Monday and Tuesday in district play.
Yeah, those two wins, you know, it's kind of interesting to start the season with district play. And, you know, those are always important games. And for us to sweep Enid, you know, coming right out of the block, those were big wins. And I know that Coach Price and his staff and those kids were, we're very, very excited about the outcome of those games. I was just visiting with Coach Price this morning, and you know, he's pretty excited about the potential that his team is showing, and you know, he's got some really capable pitchers, and then a lot of talent around that, and you know, got a home game today versus Tahlequah, and we spent some time discussing the district matchups next Monday and Tuesday with a home and home with Broken Arrow, and he's pretty excited.
Talking with Thad Dillback, Bruin Athletic Activities Director here on Bruin Buzz. Weather this afternoon looks like it'll be fine for the baseball game. Looks like the sun might peek through the clouds later on today, about 55 degrees, so not a terribly amount warmer than it is right now, but not too shabby. You mentioned the Bruins pitching, and I know we've had a few stories on this here on K1 and our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com, but Bartlesville still has Preston Berg as a starting pitcher. He was a move-in who's one of the better arms in 6A. And then they get Jacob Hall back from injury. And, of course, everyone around here kind of familiar with Jacob Hall. We covered Jacob when he was doing Bartlesville area amateur baseball, 7th and 8th grader, about 3-4 years ago. And now he's a senior. He signed with Oral Roberts. And if you can throw those two guys out there as district starters, people who aren't maybe super familiar with high school baseball, usually the way that schedule goes is you will play back-to-back games, usually on a Monday, Tuesday, that are district games, one of them at home, one on the road. So if you can have two really good starters, that sets you up super well for district success, and that's what the Bruins were able to have against Enid earlier this week.
Yeah, you know, Coach Price had a plan for who he was going to start, you know, which day, and kind of his rotation there and how that looks, you know, in that first district matchup with Enid, his plan worked, and you know, those two young men that you're talking about, Berg and Hall, they're talented, and they work hard, and you know, they do the little things that the coach's staff needs them to do. But there's a lot of quality players on that team, and there's a lot of experience on that team. And if you're listening, I encourage you to come out and watch them. They're a fun bunch to watch, and I think it's going to be a successful season.
And everything with spring sports is kind of weird this year, and I ran into this a lot. I did some of my initial interviews with all the spring coaches this week and talked about the returners and everything, and it's so odd because they only really got in about 2-3 weeks of action a year ago. Kind of feels like Coach Price has been here for a long, long time since he was hired over the summer 2 years ago, but this is only his, 13th, 14th game in a Bruin uniform as head coach, but he was a pitching coach at Mustang, which is something maybe people don't remember. So I'm sure both the Preston and Jacob kind of benefiting from that knowledge as well.
Well, yeah, it is a little unusual, particularly for all our spring sports, but you got groups of seniors on all these teams and this is really only their third year of action, because of the pandemic. And I do think that, a few weeks ago, you and I spent a little time talking about our swim team and how appreciative they were of the competition when they got to do it. And I think, whether they realize that or not, that's also the case with our spring sports, just because they didn't get to experience any competition or very little competition a year ago. Everyone's just very excited and appreciative for the opportunity to spend time with teammates and with their coaches and to get to compete and enjoy that experience. We're certainly excited that things are working out and we're getting this opportunity.
Speaking of things with the pandemic that got canceled that we're getting to circle back to now, the Rigdon Field dedication, you guys announced when that's officially going to be. That'll be Monday the 29th at 4:15 ahead of a 4:30 first pitch. That ball game is against Putnam City, a district contest at Bill Dench's Memorial Stadium. The turf was a little late arriving a year ago. It got here about this time, and it wasn't all the way finished. They had just gotten that thing finished, I think, a week before everything shut down because of COVID-19, so they never had a chance to do the official dedication. So nice that here in a couple 3 weeks we'll be able to dedicate that.
Yeah, that's something that we've been planning and discussing for several months. And that's important. Spence, of course, was a Bartlesville guy through and through, a Bartlesville Bruin through and through. Did a tremendous job in all his coaching responsibilities that he had here, and I think it's awesome that the district was able to name the field after him, and we want to do that right. We want to dedicate that field and of course honor Spence, but also have his family involved, and again that's going to be a special afternoon, and I hope that people come out to get to be a part of that. You're right. It's March 29th. We also have a rainout date, which is just 1 week after that, because we have to be prepared for all those kind of things in the spring. It'll be a special afternoon, and we're really looking forward to it.
Thad Dilbeck on the line with us, Bartlesville High Athletic and Activities Director here on Bruin Buzz. I don't want to finish out the program without talking about basketball, since the Bruin guys finished out their season since the last time we spoke. A loss to Midwest City in the first round of the 6A Regionals down in Norman, and certainly not the way that Coach Stewart or the guys would have liked to have ended the season, but I think with the roster that's coming back, only losing Adam Nakvende, was the only senior on that team, there's already a lot of excitement about Bruin basketball next year, and next year may be the most lofty expectations Clint Stewart's faced since he's been here entering his eighth season, so a lot of positivity about Bruin basketball despite the loss in regionals a week ago.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I think there's a good feeling about the program right now. And when you play a lot of underclassmen or a lot of young kids, you're going to get that all that experience coming back, and that will certainly pay off. Excuse me. I think what we saw in the regional game, it was just one of those games where in the first half, of course, Evan, you were there, you saw it, but in the first half, we weren't scoring. We couldn't hit any buckets, and Midwest City, I think, had one of their better nights. We played much better in the second half, but it was just a little too little, a little late, and uh, But it was interesting to watch our young players, our underclassmen, and just how they progressed throughout the season. And you're right. I think the future is going to be bright for those all those underclassmen that are returning.
When you get into regional play, I think sometimes things have a tendency to snowball in some of those elimination contests, and you can kind of see as that second quarter went along, Bartlesville was, I think, only down 8 entering the second quarter. They were hanging in there, but once Midwest City started to build a lead, I think the Bombers started playing a lot more loose, and the Bruins started playing a lot more tight, and that kind of had a little bit of a snowball effect there in the second quarter. That lead got from 8 to 30 pretty quickly, but as you mentioned, they hung around, got it down to 15 and 12 with some time to maybe make things super interesting. Couldn't quite get over the hump, dug too big of a hole. But I thought that that elimination contest, that feeling of knowing your back's against the wall, kind of played into that getting a little bit more out of hand than maybe it would have in a regular game.
Well, certainly, you know, that's part of it. That's part of playoff competition. You know, I my hat's off to the Midwest City team. We've seen them play a few times this year, and I think you nailed it. They once a few shots fell for them, I think they got relaxed and shot the ball very, very well, particularly in the first half or in that second period. All of them were shooting the ball well, and but again, it is what it is, and they played very well, and we started out slow, and that just we created a deficit that we couldn't overcome.
Thad Dilbeck with us on Bruin Buzz every Friday here on K1, BartlesvilleRadio.com. Once again, there's a track meet ongoing this morning at Custer Stadium. Don't forget the baseball game this evening. The Bruins will be hosting Tahlequah at 5 o'clock. Both those Bartlesville soccer teams are in Edison for games this weekend. And that's about it as far as the varsity goes. I know there's some JV baseball at home this weekend, but start of the busiest season of the year, Coach, and looking forward to talking spring sports over the next few weeks and getting out to the ballpark.
Yeah, looking forward to a little warmer weather and enjoying some of these outdoor sports. And it's, like you said, a busy time of year and lots of options for fans to choose from. So come out and support the Bruins.
Thad Dilbeck with us on Bruin Buzz. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.